Samuel Beckett's play Happy Days has been named one of the 40 best plays of all time. When we meet the central character Winnie, she's buried up to her waist, but regardless of discomfort, she follows her daily routine and prattles along to her husband Willie, who remains silent. As if it was that wasn't bad enough, in the second act, she's buried up to her neck, but valiantly she struggles on. So, has Happy Days something to say to us today, caught as we are in pandemic? Are we talking about level 3 and level 5 of being buried? That's exactly the question, I suppose, posed by Sligo's Blue Raincoat Theatre Company to celebrate their 30th year in existence and who plan the production to go on as soon as it is possible, given restrictions, etc. And that will happen at the Sahan Factory in Hazelwood, just outside Sligo. Winnie and Willie, or should I say the actors portraying them, Sandra O'Malley and John Carthy, both regular Blue Raincoat performers, and they join me on the line now. She's quite a daunting character, Sandra, to have to take on. I mean, she carries the play really and truly.
This is true. How you doing, Sean? Thanks for having us on. But she's a very live, spontaneous woman, if you like. She's able to sort of deal with what's bubbling, if you like, beneath the surface. She gets on with stuff. She tries to sort of look at the positive side of things when things falter or they slightly break for her. She may get lost, but she will move on. She'll find something else to grasp on to keep her going, if you like, you know?
Given that she's buried up to her waist in Act 1 and up to her neck in Act 2 in, yes, in this mound, what are the tools that she uses to hold us as audience members?
Well, I guess she's got all her little bits and bobs in her bag, you know. So she, when she goes through her routine, she kind of goes through that the daily ablutions, if you like. She brushes her teeth and da 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 da. That keeps her going for a little bit. She is an expressive being. She's got her arms at that point. She's got her words. They have not yet run out, you know, and. She's got her own sense of being an eccentric, I suppose, in a way, and also she entertains herself. And even if Willie isn't responding to her, she can come up with her little stories and all that. So she's well equipped, if you like, with all her own personal little tools.
I'm wondering, I suppose, specifically about the nature of the language that Beckett actually gives to her, because at one level, it's quite mundane. The things that she's doing are quite mundane. But she kind of speaks in quite a highfalutin way in many ways, and little snippets almost of quotes from big works and from Shakespeare's plays.
That's
and
right.
Things like that.
Yes, indeed. She's not stuck for words.
No.
Winnie has her words, you know, and she's a little, she can rant and rave and she can babble and gabble and she can speak really quickly and she can do all of these things. And as I said, she comes up with her little stories to entertain her as well. And as you say, it's kind of an everyday language. But what's kind of powerful with Winnie is the way in which her mind works. So she can make ordinary things like just looking at the name on a toothbrush. That can become something else. It has a different value, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's listen to a clip. Yourself, obviously, involved here, Sandra, as Winnie, and running through a series of rituals to get her day started. And at this point, she's wondering, what about me hair? Have I brushed that yet?
My hair? Did I brush and comb my hair? I may have done. Normally I do. There is so little one can do. One does it all one can. 'Tis only human. Human nature, human weakness, natural weakness. I see no comb, nor any hairbrush. The comb is here, the brush is here. Perhaps I put them back after use, but normally I do not put things back after use. No, I leave them lying about and put them back all together at the end of the day, to speak in the old style, the sweet old style. And yet I seem to remember. Oh, well, what does it matter? That is what I always say. I shall simply brush and comb them later on. Purely and simply, I have the whole them or it. Brush and comb it sounds improper somehow. What would you say, Willie? What would you say, Willie, speaking of your hair? Them or it? The hair on your head, I mean. The hair on your head, Willie. What would you say, speaking of the hair on your head? Them or it?
And that's Sandra O'Malley as Winnie in Samuel Beckett's Happy Days Blue Raincoat Theatre Company in Sligo, hoping to give us a production of that in the coming days and weeks. Just before I talk to John Carthy, who plays the character of Willie, who doesn't have quite the same amount to say as you do, it has to be said, Sandra. But just before I move on to John, I mean, had you seen it's a part that people like Rosalind Linehan have played, Fiona Shaw, Back in Time, Billy Whitelaw, you know, this is a big part for a female actor to take on. Had you seen performances that you thought, ooh, don't know, is it daunting to take it on, having seen others do it?
Sean, I haven't actually.
Is that a good thing?
Well, put it this way, I was fresh although I've done a couple of Becketts, but I was fresh to the idea of Winnie. Always had the dream of doing Winnie, as I think many actors do, you know, so... But coming into it in the middle of sort of lockdown, sort of knuckling down, if you like, to the lines, etc., that it was a very new experience for me. So I sort of came at it without any influence whatsoever. So we'll see where that leads us.
Where that brings us. Yeah. So to you, John Carthy. And he doesn't really, Willie has hey, Sean. Very little to say and do in this play. So you're listening to it. I suppose that's really what this part is about. Does it strike you, as you've listened to it, in the situation we find ourselves in at the moment, obviously, in terms of lockdowns and different levels of lockdowns, have you seen and noticed parallels that perhaps you hadn't noticed before?
A couple, yeah. I suppose one quote that comes to mind is Winnie has this repeating motif of, that is what I find so wonderful about things in life in general. But what she says, that is what I find so wonderful, the way man adapts himself to changing conditions. And in many ways, that's what we have to do, I suppose, given the situations that we're in at the moment, and adapt and go on with as much fearlessness as possible.
Yeah, and I mean, it really strikes me that change from Act 1 to Act 2, you know, it does mirror in many ways the different levels of lockdown that we may have to deal with in the coming weeks. There's a touch of that, isn't there?
There is indeed. And see how well we can handle it. And Winnie handles it admirably, you know, and hopefully we can as well too, you know. It's not an easy situation to be in this kind of uncertainty.
30 years, John, between yourself and Niall Henry since the founding of Blue Raincoat. Now, you've adapted to many circumstances over those 30 years. When you look back at what the ideas that yourself and Niall had in the setting up of Blue Raincoat back three decades ago, what were they and how have they developed and changed over the years?
Oh, I suppose that they've developed considerably, I suppose, with us growing up and growing out.
Physical theatre was always at the heart of it, though, wasn't it?
It was, but not in the early stages, because nobody in the company was versed enough or capable enough to actually implement any sort of physical theatre to any great extent. And it's only when we started training and started going over to Crinsoom in London, a couple of us went over for 3 months of every year for about 3 years, and Sandra went over for a whole 3 years and trained there, and Fiona did, and Kevin Collins did, and so. The company developed in that way through our training, and we'd come back and we'd implement the training we had in our bodies and in our minds, I suppose, and try to put that into play. And of course, Malcolm was writing Malcolm Hamilton, who formed the company with Niall, he was writing as well too, and so his plays then fed into that growth.
Yeah. And for you as an actor to be able to actually live, because I knew you at the time, you were in Dublin for part of it, and then you relocated to Sligo.
I bailed out just at that time.
But to be able to do that in your hometown must have been very gratifying.
It was. My parents were quite upset when I came back after paying so much good money to get me out of the place. But it was. But I knew Niall growing up. And the two of us knew each other. We went to kind of little drama school when we were 9 and 10 years of age, and we had formed a couple of plays together when we were in our teenage years. And he went away and trained in Marceau School, and I went to train in Trinity. And he came back and formed the company with Niall, and he was looking for somebody basically to form a company with.
And that brought me into the picture.
Yeah.
Here we are 3 decades later. Just one final quick question, Sandra. We're on level three now, the whole country on level three. Will that affect the venue or not? The factory is quite a big venue, isn't it?
Well, to be honest, Sean, we are not going to play in the factory. We have been lucky enough to be given a place called the Sahan Warehouse. It's actually...
All right, so this is a different spot.
Indeed. Yeah. We've got a massive venue, and we played Beckett out there before, so we won't have an issue. And the brilliant thing about it, despite how big the particular room we'll be doing Happy Days in, the acoustics are amazing, so it'll be very comfortable for the audience when hopefully, you know, in November sometime that we get to actually put it up.
Well, hopefully it will happen and the restrictions will lift sufficiently for that to happen, but it sounds like you've plenty of space in the Sahan factory to do so. Sandra O'Malley and John Carty there. Happy birthday to Blue Raincoat, and Happy Days will be on next week in some fashion, hopefully again in November, and you can find out full details of exactly how it's all going to happen on blueraincoat.com. That's our lot for this evening.